Okay, so I need help finding this old 2012 to 2014 RPG Maker game.
It might be
Lost
Media Now, IDK.
So basically, it was about this detective that was trying to solve this decade-long murder spree
that he had some sort of personal connection to.
And every night after investigating, he would
have the same recurring nightmare with small bits added each time.
You couldn't see his face for the entire game. It was a big plot reveal.
And he also had amnesia or something shown through the dreams.
And the big plot twist was he was a victim of the serial killer he was chasing, and he was basically solving his own murder.
I also vividly remember that he was trans, which given the time when I would have played the game, it stuck with me. The other main character was this journalist, who was investigating the same murder spree. Forgot to include colors, but I think he has purple hair. And he had a lot of gameplay segments where he was in college doing research on the murders, and he gets kidnapped at some point by the killer, and that's all I remember about him. So to kill time, here's some other random details I remember. There's a scene where the protag takes his shirt off, and you see his top surgery scars. I think the second guy had a girlfriend, but I'm not sure. I also don't think the game was that well known as. I've literally never seen fan art of it before, but there might be some out there, IDK. It also had a lot of themes about identity and self-discovery, if I recall correctly. Anyway, onto the antagonist. I think he was one of the second guy's teachers, and it was a big reveal that he was the killer. I think his name was Briar or something like that. But I'm probably way off lore. I haven't played the game in like 10 years. And he was like really obsessed with the protagonist. Even though the protag was kinda dead, he also wasn't. It was weird. Anyway, he was like stalking the MC, and it's why he kidnapped the second guy. I don't really remember much else. I don't think he was in the game that much. He was mostly like an off-screen threat, I guess. Or I just forgot, it's been a while lol. Anyway, that's all I remember. I hope someone else remembers this game. It was such a big part of my childhood.